When engaging with other networks, think about how you can first of all set the scene so that you get the best from this intersectional collaboration. Make sure you take an interest in their vision and strategy, as well as their broader motivations, and share yours. What is their strategy to success? Ask how it has developed over time. It may be that they're a little ahead or behind you and could provide or use support. Be aware that although you should both be connected with the organisational and D&I strategy, you will apply them slightly differently depending on the needs of your network. Pay special attention to how they can help you understand your obligations around their activity, and then vice versa. Identify and articulate to them exactly how you feel you could benefit each other. How does that fit with the overall branding of diversity and inclusion in the organisation, while maintaining your own individual identities? The clearer you communicate why you're working together on a particular project, the less likely you are to receive objections from members that feel an intersectional focus will dilute your focus as a network. One of the great benefits of inter-network collaboration is sharing resources. So audit your own potential offering and understand theirs too. This will apply to budget, what event space and sponsor support you have, how much time you have to work on projects, and what your network reach is according to influence and communications. Laying this out clearly will help ground expectations of who will be accountable for each stage. While you're assessing how much time you have to offer, don't forget to think about and perhaps challenge who the best people are to lead on this. It doesn't have to be anyone who's previously led an effort. You may find that certain members of your network are also members of another network. So use that opportunity of intersectional conversation to discover new ideas and leadership and direction. Early on, you will also want to think about how your audiences interact. Is this a common network pairing where the benefit is easily understood? For example, in the history of intersectionality, it was demonstrated between gender and ethnicity. Or is it an opportunity to dispel some myths about how networks typically intersect? For example, we've seen some events between faith groups and LGBT plus groups, which were focused on addressing any perceived areas of conflict. Anticipating how your audiences might freely mix or not should help inform your content, and also the approach you should take to enable productive networking.